Okay, so we are starting Perek Test Shmir Shabbos Kid Choso, opening boxes, bottles, bags, sachets, all these stuff on Shabbos, yeah? So, Melachav making a kli, Makeba Patish, yeah, when you finish something. So you have a box which is closed, and now the food is not accessible, or package which is closed, not accessible. And now you want to reach it, so you're opening it, and now you're making it a kli. Until now it wasn't a kli, you're making it a kli. That's the subject of half of this chapter. Okay? So, we'll start. He says, לכתחילה, א', ראוי ונכון לפתוח מבעוד יום את כל המחלים החתומים, שבתחולתם ירצה להשתמש בשבת וביום טוב. ובכלל זה קופסאות קרטון שבהן משקה, קופסאות שימורים ובקבוקים שהמכסה שלהם מתפרק בחלקו התחתון עם פתיחתו הראשונה ונעשה לידי כך ראו לשימוש חוזר כדינים שונים בעניין זה. Okay, so far we read it. What is he saying? He says, לכתחילה, the right thing to do is to open all these types of packages before Shabbat. And he's talking about any sealed package that he wants to use the contents on Shabbos or Yom Tov.
Food or not like can't be mixed difference or anything?
No, you just want to use the content on Shabbos of that box. It could be food, it could be something else in it. For that matter, toys. Yeah, normally it's food in those packages. We will see a lot of examples, obviously. It says that includes cardboard boxes that have drinks in them, you know, like the... There are the original ones when you had those Tetra Paks, right? You had to cut in the top, you would cut like the end of it, right? And pour the milk out of it or drinks or whatever was out of it, yeah? So as long as it's closed, it's not a clear, you can't use it, okay? So the Katkhile says, and all those stuff, the right thing, this is an example of a kufsa, a box with a drink. Kufsaot shimurim, canned.
So you're allowed to open that?
No, so he says, you should open all these stuff before Shabbat. Okay, so that includes cans. We'll see differences in things. Also, bottles.
What?
Yeah, tins, correct. So if you have a tuna, any... So here, we'll go through all of them. Not going to leave any of them out. If we did, then let me know which one and we're gonna discuss it, okay? So, he says also bottles that the bottom part drops off and then it's you can now use it again. We're talking about a caps.
Like a can of Coke, bottle of Coke.
You know the grape juice bottles we have. The bottle of Coke as well, but the difference between a bottle of Coke, there's a huge difference between a bottle of Coke and grape juice with a metal cap. The difference is in the way it's manufactured. A plastic cap is actually a cap before you put it on the bottle. Yeah. So when this cap is in a batch of caps, it's a cap with the shape of a cap and it has the grooves in it and the whole thing, okay? But when you, the metal caps, the way they work, they are a sleeve, they drop on the bottom and then the machine at the top closes it down, right? Pushes on it and makes the shape. Screw cap, it makes it to become a screw cap. Until then it's just, it can be a small tiny cup or something which no one can use. So it's not really, it cannot be used as a cap. So there's a difference between them. The difference is when you open a grape juice cap, then you're making it a kli. Why? Because the way it was done, it wasn't a kli yet. It wasn't a cap. They put it on and then they pushed it on it and kveshed it at the bottom, which means that you did not have a usable cap. There's no usable cap in your hand beforehand. When you opened it, now you broke the bottom part from the top and take it out. And now I have a cup. I can close and open and close, open and close, right? So on Shabbos, there's different tricks how to open it. So some don't open it at all. Don't touch these cups at all. Don't open them. there's a trick that you make a hole in it, so you may calculate it, and therefore before you open, you're doing a kilkul, which we'll see shortly about
it,
other boxes.
Even though we use it and put it back on.
Okay, well, with a hole in it? Because yeah, the hole wasn't big enough.
No, no, they put it on not because of spilling, it's just people, I don't know.
Yeah, it still stops spilling.
It stops spilling, yeah, it'll stop the spilling.
Okay, then you didn't destroy it good enough.
Yeah, but if you turn up to the hole, then it will drip. So it's always kli, but it's...
Okay, I don't know. You're saying that it becomes from a good kli to...
What's the definition of a kli?
Huh?
What's the definition of a kli?
What's the definition of a kli? Something that you can use to do things with it.
You can't use it to do anything with now.
No, you can. Sure, you can, because you can use it to put it in the bottom to make feel it, to make you put it back on. Otherwise, you wouldn't put it back on.
There's nothing else you can use it for.
What I do in cases like this, first of all, you got to be very careful when you're making a hole and stuff at the top. A lot of those caps have pictures at the top, so you're doing moichek, right? What?
Some of them have plastic underneath.
The plastic underneath is not a problem. Nothing happens. So you ruined another thing together with it. Yeah, you didn't actually.
No, you can go through, I mean.
Yeah, it's fine. You can go through it.
If you didn't go through it.
Ah, okay. So again, so you didn't do that. Yeah, exactly. You have to make sure you're doing it right if you're doing it. Okay. So that's the letters. But there's a different. There are some poskim, by the way, who don't agree with. I mean, no. Kilkul over la siya, everyone would agree on. Okay, but. What's his name? Says that you can, if you're intending to throw it to the bin, you're not intending to reuse it, you can open it and bin it. Okay? Rav Aldenberg says like that. He says that you can open it and bin it. Lemaise, my way, the easiest way, what I did on the Shabbos, you saw, is Shalishudas. We had those fancy bottles of water, sparkling water. So I opened it and I pushed on it when I opened it.
I squeezed it.
As soon as it got off the bottle, it wasn't a kli anymore. You could not use it to put it back on. I mean, you would have to take something and now make a shape in it again in order to use it, and that's it. Okay? So this is about the bottle. This is all these stuff. The best thing to do is to open them before Shabbos.
I had a bottle just last Shabbos of olive oil. But like when you open the plastic, it becomes like a spout. You know, like the pouring spout.
Right.
Is that okay?
You needed to open it on Friday.
I didn't.
So open it next time.
Like cut off the top, so that it's not. Like
cutting off. Okay, we'll see in a minute about cutting off things in order to. Mekalkel over leptichato. Okay. Generally, it says the best thing is to open all these packages. Now, that means. If a lot of people open the bisli and the bamba and the croutons, you know, the ones that comes in the bag, the awesome ones that came in the bag and stuff like this, they open all of crisps, all those stuff. A lot of people only open them before Shabbos. Don't open it whatsoever otherwise. Okay? Now, but we'll see different ways. In the beginning, you say, you're not allowed. Then he says, but if you do it like this, but if you do it like that, as usual. Okay, let's look at beis. Now, we're going to look at packages that are going to be reusable. Kufsaot, sekim, ve'arizot, karton, asher regilim lishtamesh behem shimush chozer achre ptichatam ve'otzaat tchulatam. So you have packages which normally you empty them up and then you reuse them. For whatever you want to use them for. So for example, people open cans, right? And they then use the cans for my parents have till today near the bread box, they have this a can that we opened probably 45 years ago, and it has in it disposable utensils. You know, sometimes people use the can now. In the past, things were much more. And I say in the past, I don't mean 100 years ago. I mean 40 years ago. Yeah, people had much less things, and it wasn't, everything was disposable like today. Today you buy everything goes to the bin and everything.
Now it's all changing. Now we're saving the world.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Now it's a green agenda. But I'm talking about, I'm not really talking much about Biden and his family. I'm talking about the reality, how people handle things, right? So if you had, you won't see today, when I was a child in school in Leuchter, that was our teachers were Holocaust survivors, and a lot of the children in the school are children of Holocaust survivors, and things were different, you know, when we were told, how can you not finish the food? We were drawn after potato peels in the bins and pick them up and whatever. And I tried to say to them, yeah, but we're not in Holocaust anymore, you know, we have food today. But for them, it was a different world, right?
Still, you got the key.
Yeah, anyway, no, I was hit with a ruler that was a strong wooden ruler, you know, it wasn't fun. Anyway, but bottom line was that things were very different. So I had children in my class that sometimes came to school with their sandwich, yeah, two pieces of bread with something in the middle, and it was inside a Bisley bag or inside, you know, stuff like this. Bags that they had one and they used it again. Otherwise, he would buy a package of 100 sandwich bags, right? It wasn't as fancy as today with the strips and all this that we have, but it was just a simple, you know, plastic bag. So if people do use that packet, that means you're taking a packet of Bisley, you're emptying it up from the finish eating it, and then you're going to reuse it now. So you want to open, you come and open it on Shabbos, and it means you're doing makhebe patish. But until now, you could not use it for clean. Now you can use it as a clean.
And therefore, today's people are going to throw it away.
Well, today everyone throws it away. That's correct. As I said, there's a difference. That's why he says the very first of all, he said, here in this paragraph, he says, those that people are used to do. If they're not used to, then it's not apply. It's not applicable. Yeah, it's applicable when people are used to use it again.
But cans as well nowadays, everyone.
Sorry.
No one keeps cans nowadays.
Depends. Okay. So those who don't, those depends. There's some type of fancy cans that people do tend to keep. There's simple cans that people don't.
You keep it. Is if, for example, you open a can of Coke on Shabbos and you have half and you leave the rest for tomorrow.
Okay, so that's not so shimush chozer. That means that I'm going to use it in parts. We're going to see, for example, there's different opinions. For example, those who say, listen, I'm not intending to use it. It's not normal to use it. No one opens today a bamba, finishes the bag, and then, I'm going to use it for something. If someone does it, it's something weird. It's not the regulus. And then, therefore, if people normally don't do it, and you're not intending also to do it now when you're opening, then you don't need to worry about it, right? Lichora. So, but we'll see that like he says here. So he says, if it's something that people use again, you're not allowed to open it on Shabbat, even if he himself, he's not intending to use it again. Why? Becomes a kli by you opening it. Even if you're not intending, but if it's a kli, your neighbor would use it. Other people would use it. And therefore, אין יותר לפתוח את הקופסא או את השק, אלא אם כן יקלקלם תחילה, ויעביר את התחולה לכלי אחר, we'll see an end of the next paragraph. So unless if you first destroy it, and then open it. Okay? And why? Because then, you are מקלקל לצורך, because you need what's inside, and then you open it, and you can have the food from it, because it's not a kli, it won't be anymore. Okay.
You go according to
what majority of people do, correct. But there has to be also that you also not intending to. It's not enough that only you, has to be majority and you as well. Okay? Majority, if there's a minority that do keep it and that minority is considerable, so maybe it won't be by majority, it will be by them as well. The idea is that people don't use it. If some people do, then you're already going into a gray area. Okay, and something like this. Now, he says, now let's look at the disposable ones that we really use only once, like Bisley and other boxes, crackers and biscuits and whatever we open. Okay, so he says like this. And Gimel, גם קופסאות וסקיות אשר בדרך כלל אין רגילים להשתמש בהם שימוש חוזר אחרי פתיחתן והוצאת תחולתן. Even boxes and bags that people normally do not use them again after they emptied them up. אין לפותחם בשבת או ביום טוב, מכיוון שקיימת אפשרות לשמור בהם את התחולה עם פתיחתם, ואין לפותחם ואפילו אם ירק את התחולה מיד עם פתיחתם. So he says, לכתחילה, don't open them on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because even if you're not It's not what you used to do, but you can. You can take the Bisley bag and use it now for a sandwich. The fact that you won't, very nice. But you can, so you're making a kli. You don't want to use a kli, don't use it, but you're still making a kli. Even if you will straight away pour it out. Now, there's no all opinions. We have to see this whole paragraph in order to go through it. Okay. Now, he says, and therefore, based on that, he says, Lekatchila, he says, En liftoch kufsaot shimurim. So not to open cans on Shabbos, yeah, tuna can or anything else like that. Or kufsat karton, cardboard box that has drink in it, like we mentioned the one before. Packet of matzot, chavilat matzot, or a paper bag that's closed by sticking. Like we have our flour, you know, paper flour bags or paper shul bags.
On the matzah box,
yeah,
you know, there's like the strip that you open it. So yeah, that you're making the kli.
That's for sure. You're not allowed to open.
Yeah, but if you
that's not because making a kli. That the makeh bepatish of opening the box is anywhere. The problem with that strip specifically is mechatech. It's a different thing because you want in a specific place and stuff. So there's opinion that it's mechatech. Okay.
Just open it, not on the line.
Yeah. Oh, we have to go through the whole paragraph. I told you we can't stop in the middle of the paragraph. And this one, we cannot stop in the middle of the paragraph because then we got nothing. So we started the paragraph saying that all these boxes that you may come to use it again, or you can use it again, even if you don't want to, don't open them on Shabbos. It's first of all to tell you, hey, it's not like you're going to open whatever you want. However, now he's going to tell us, soon he's going to tell us, how can we open them? Okay? So he says, and therefore he says, not to open boxes, not to open cans.
Tin
cans, yeah. And sakit niyash gali dead bakaso, a sugar bag, a bag has sugar inside, and it's, you know, it's glued at the top. When it's glued, it doesn't matter if you open it where it's glued and pull the glue out, or you cut the paper. It's the same action.
Okay, it's just practicality.
Yeah, exactly. It's just how you call it. Now, sakit mechomer plastic siftotei mechubarot al dead bakar al dead chom al dead tifur lachatz kigon sakit chalaf like the Israeli. Milk bags, right? Or any other bag that's like Bisley bag, which is either glued together or heated up together. Now, this he says based on what he said in the beginning. However, he says, Ulam, yesh mekelim liftoach kufsaot, pachiyot mashke, sakiyot varizot, kaele she'en regilim lishtamesh behem shimush chozer, im omnam en bedato lishtamesh behem shimush chozer achre hotzaat tochnan. והוא פותח אותם בצורה כזאת שאין מתכוון לעשות פתח יפה לשימוש. ואם בדעתו להשתמש בהם שימוש חוזר, אסור לפתחם גם לדעת המקלים. Okay, we're still in the middle of the chapter, but he says now, there are those who are lenient, and says that you're allowed to open those boxes and those cans and bags. And just to mention about cans, he said, פחיות משקה, drinking cans. A kli, most people, even in the past, no one used it as a, because in order to use it, you actually have to go afterwards and open it with a can opener at the top. Yeah, in order to make it. No, we're talking about now a Coca-Cola, a fizzy drink or something like this, in a can. What it does have, what is it called? We call it leshonit in Hebrew, a tongue.
A ring pull,
right. So this one, that ring pull, it's exactly a specific shape, right? Now, there are some who say that that makes it mechatech. Why? Because you're cutting it exactly in the shape that you want. That's mechatech. You're pulling it off, yeah, it's almost cut, and you're finishing the cut. And that's some say that's mechatech b'shabbat. Melocha mechatech b'shabbat. Others say it's, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, for example, that's not mechatech, and therefore you allow this. And Rav Shlomo Zalman's argument on this was, they said that the only reason you opening it over there and like that is because you don't want to cut your lips. So if you're going to just take something and punch the thing, you're going to put your mouth on it, you're going to probably cut your lips.
But why does it make ice?
And that's not mechatech. You're not trying to get the size in the shape. You just wanted not to cut your lips, and that's why you're pulling off, and that's why you said you're allowed to.
What? Cutting a perfect shape, whether or not the reason is something else, that's what you're doing.
No, so you're saying it's still mechatech?
Yeah, you're saying you're still cutting a perfect shape.
Right, we learned in Hilchos Shabbos that everything depends on the intention.
When we started with that,
right? That's what we started with the klolim. When we went through the klolim, so we spoke about the intention. Everything is meleches machsheves, osro toiro. Toiro forbade meleches machsheves, and therefore, has to be always contemplated in a way. What are you planning to do? We said you're cutting a branch from a tree. It could be koitzer. Or if you're pruning the tree, that's the reason you're cutting it, you're zorea. You did the same action. It's two different melochas. If you cut it only because you're bored and you didn't know what you do, it's derabonon, because you did something without any intention, without any kavona. Okay? So there's always, also over here, it's also what's your intention. If your intention is now just to reach the food like this, and you don't need that size, you're not interested in the size, therefore, that's why he does allow it. Now, what? So a tuna can, we'll see in a minute how we open the tuna can. Sorry?
When you pull it, you cut.
That's a different type of tuna cans. You're right. Those tuna cans are something, is different. It's the same as a can. That's the way of opening. But the regular, normally a can, which you need to use an opener to open it. So only then when you open it, that's when it becomes a kli. Beforehand, it wasn't a usable kli. It was closed. It held the food. Okay. Ulam yesh mekelim liftach kufsaot pachiyot mashkei sakiyot ve'arizot keilu shadigim lishtoish v'im shimush chozer. So there are some who are allowed to open them, those who are not intending to use them again, like a Bisley, for example. If also his intention is not to use it again after he's going to empty it up. And he opens it in a way that he's not trying... What?
Even what you said before, it's his intention. Before you said it was everyone's intention.
No, I'm saying... So he says there are some, there are those opinions that allow to open it on Shabbos. If it's something that normally people do not use, reuse, like a Bisley bag, and you're also not intending to use it, because if people don't use, but you're now intending, so you are making a kli. Otherwise, it's okay. Okay, otherwise, if you are intending to use it, even those don't allow to open it. Now he goes to the really bottom line of this paragraph. וגם לדעת האוסרים הנעל, also those who forbid, like we said earlier, the ones who said you're not allowed to open it at all. However, there's a way to do it, אם ניקב את הקופסה, או קרא את השקית, או את הקופסה, או את החבילה בצידה, או בתחתיתה, עובר לפתיחתה, כך שלא תהיה עוד ראויה לשימוש בתוך כלי, לטלן ב... So he says, if he's going to destroy it, basically, before he opens it, and he gives a few ideas how to do that, right? So if he has a tin and he wants to open it, so what he does, he takes a knife, puts it through in the back and the bottom side, and then lifts it to the top and opens it with a can opener. Now he won't be able to use it anymore. It won't be usable anymore. Okay, we'll see later. It's also a way that if you open it partially and you fold the tin at the top. Yeah, so that's it. It's not usable anymore, and this way you can use it. Okay, the same with a box. You tear the box somehow. You have to make sure, we'll see later, not to erase any letters when you're tearing it. You have to make sure you're not erasing any letters if they're on it. But you're tearing it from the side, for example, also on a can. You take a can and you make a hole on the side of it. You know, with a knife, you make a groove on it, and then you open it, and that you can do on Shabbat, because you stopped it from being a kli. Based on that, a lot of people they want to open the Bisley on Shabbos. So there are those who won't open it, will only open it on Friday. There are those who will open it and say, look, I'm emptying it up and I'm binning it. It's not a kli. I'm relying on those who say it's not a kli. And there are those who go in the middle, so why go through it? They take the Bisley, they put it on top of a bowl, and open it from both top and bottom. So now it just all falls out, and I have something which is not a kli, and I don't have to worry about that at all. Okay? And then he says, like I said, that you can also open and just fold it, tilt it, or something, the can, the top, the lid, in a way that makes it non-usable away, and you take all the food out of it, and then you can use that.
Be careful your finger.
Obviously, you should always be careful. That's the first thing we gotta do before everything. Nishmartem lenafshotechem meod. That's the first thing we gotta be careful with. Okay, I'll do one more quickly. Opening bags that you throw straight away, like sugar in a hotel. You have sugar in a hotel in a small sachet that you have it inside over there. He says, "Sakiot asher regilim le'arik et tchulatan miyad imtichatam." Those bags that you always empty as soon as you opened it, כמו סקיות קטנות של סוכר בבתי מלון, אוקיי, okay, those sugar stuff, ואריזות שונות של ממתקים, או you have all kind of small sweets, so you open it and you bend it straight away and you eat the sweet. מותר לפותחן בשבת או ביום טוב, יקפיד לפותחן שלא במקום האותיות, ואף מותר לחתוך אותן במקום מיוחד לכך. That's very interesting. The last bit, where he says you can even cut it. What?
Because you're not making a cake.
Exactly. So he says that you can even open it in a place where it's marked to open, which normally will be mechatech, because that's where you want it. You want specifically a place to open it. But he says here, there's no use in it. You know, you don't want the bag for anything. In mechatech, again, intention, mechatech, you're taking parchment and you're cutting it nicely. That's originally where it comes, right? A mechatcho. Okay, I'm abdo on a parchment, right? So when you cut it, you want a specific size. That's why also in toilet paper, they say if you need to use it on Shabbat, and you don't have cut toilet paper before, cut b'shinu, you do this, do that. But in any event, if you need to cut it, don't cut it where it's at the preferred.
Why not? You don't have an intention.
Because there you want a specific size, and therefore it's mechatech. The fact that you're going to be bin in it straight away, yeah, because but you're going to use it before you're going to bin it. You're going to use it and then bin it. And therefore, we said, what? No, no. The sukriya shel mekalkel. So we reached, hey.